I used to maybe give a little, then I got so much back. I used to have cancer.
Please give at cancer.org.
This year, don't just say happy holidays. Get a gift that says, I love every moment that led us here. With the incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world, it's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at Jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or Jared.com/Levion for complete details.
Fox News at 5 is next.
And now a star is born. On December 18th, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Keith Richards.
Congratulations, mom, it's a boy.
Oh, I was so hoping for a girl.
Yes, well, you can't always get what you want.
Keith Richards, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jane Metzler. The debate continues ahead of tonight's impeachment vote. Anyone looking for bipartisanship will not find it on the floor of the House. Democrat Ruben Gallego of Arizona concerned about that.
Will you fall into the age-old political trap of thinking blind partisanship is all that matters? Will you vote to defend the Constitution and our democracy so that the President Trump and every future president will know that they are not above the law and will be held accountable for their actions?
Pennsylvania Republican John Joyce.
I wholeheartedly oppose this partisan and shameful effort to impeach our democratically and duly elected president. For the sake of our nation, I urge my colleagues to join with me and vote no on the articles of impeachment.
President Trump, meantime, has a campaign rally tonight in Battle Creek, Michigan. He'd be the first president impeached while running for re-election. America is listening to Fox News.
Wow, it's that time of year to celebrate the season with the greatest Christmas movie of all time. It's A Die Hard Christmas.
Wreck the halls of Nakatomi Plaza, yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay.
Bring your family to the coast, get together, have a few laughs with A Die Hard Christmas.
All the bad guys will be destroyed by a wise-cracking barefoot cowboy. John McClane is coming to town.
What better way to share the joy of the season than watching Bruce Willis annihilate Christmas terrorists?
You're a mean one, Mr. Gruber. A formidable foe. You ruined the office party, and you really have to go, Mr. Gruber. Why don't you take a walk out, eh? 13th floor window.
A Die Hard Christmas.
Hey, everybody. I'm... there's Andy Griffith on TV. Okay, so...
Yay!
There's... And there's Otis the Drunk.
Oh, and he's not even drunk.
Yeah, he is. And that, yes, he is. where was I going? Okay, a couple of quick piece of business. I'll be heading over to Baumhauer's after the show, and I will be handing out bottles of sauce to our gang from Nights at the Round Table. I won't be able to stay very long, but I do want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and reward you with a bottle of one of Bob's great sauces. That's right after the show. And we're going to do a conundrum this hour, and that'll be worth the 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. It's about something, if you own one, you're likely to give it a name. And we're eliminating automobiles right out of the box. It's something else. But don't call yet. Give it some thought, and we'll get to it right after we talk to Brandt in a few minutes about our thriving economy that those a-hole Democrats impeached today. Or will impeach. What, I don't even know what they're doing. It's just a complete travesty. Your CBD store. Those products have helped me get back into my nap routine. A couple of drops of the CBD oil when I get home, and I've been able to doze off for 40 minutes. I went 3 weeks napless. I finally said, I got to do this. The reason they're so effective is that they help you get your sleep, but they don't linger. They don't, you don't wait. It's not like if you take a prescription sleep something and you feel like you're trying to, you know, gather your marbles together for the first half hour or hour you're awake. That's not the case with these, but they are very effective in helping you rest, and they're awesome for pets. The spot didn't come up when Jacqueline was here, but I know she's picked up the pet treats at your CBD store, the SunMed product line, because they are very effective with pets. In fact, I'm going to recommend that Rich have some on hand for Bailey when she gets back home, hopefully tonight, so that she can sleep. It's important after a dog or anybody has surgery, rest is the best healer. But some dogs have separation anxiety and other stuff going on. These help them too. So ask at your CBD store. Easy to find. Just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first immediate left and then a quick right. It's directly across from the Adams Drugs Renfro Plaza. Marissa and Laurie are our people there, and they can answer any question. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning till 6 p.m. at your CBD store.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The teenage driver charged in the fatal wreck that killed the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramlett, and his wife, Paula, back in May, has had his bond revoked. Lee County District Attorney confirmed that the $50,000 bond was revoked this morning for Johnston Edward Taylor, who was charged with manslaughter. Plus, the capital city has repealed a local law that would have jailed panhandlers. Last night, the Montgomery City Council unanimously voted to repeal the unenforced ordinance that had drawn heavy criticism from homeless advocates and other groups. Mayor Stephen Reed also supported that repeal. And Selma City Council has named Lieutenant Kenta Fulford as Selma's new police chief. The decision was made last night in their meeting. Fulford is a Selma native, and he has been a lieutenant with the Selma Police Department. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. We're headed for the coldest night of the week with clear skies and light winds. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 27 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, another cool day, but another dry day. High temperature will be in the middle 50s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid 50s on Friday. Still dry during the day, but a risk of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. We'll probably still be in the 50s on Saturday, but near 60, I think, by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, I saw it first! Give me that!
sprouting, there's much more shopping to do. Come on, there's just no ending to the holiday spending for you. Out to the malls you're going like millions of people all do. Come on, there's just no ending to the holiday spending for you.
Why don't you take some of that money, instead of buying socks and underwear, go see Brad McDonald and open up an account that will be a gift that keeps on giving for a long, long time as we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brad.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
Man, I tell you what, I'm not going to lie. This was an exhausting day. It was, the end of the year stuff is pretty intense, but... You know, hey, we're getting it done. That's the most important thing, and we're also blessed. I have this sense, I'm beginning to sense it now, that things are winding up, you know, as we draw nearer to Christmas. And you see it in the markets. The volume is starting to kind of dry up a little bit. We're not getting, you know, a lot of action as we go into the end of the week. And the big news continues to be this impeachment thing. This was, you know, obviously the big day and all of that, and they're still going at it. And that's a bunch of nothing because it's going to be DOA in the Senate. So, but that's about it.
In fact, I checked the market just before I left the house. It was up like 20 points, and I see it finished about down 20 points. Oh, the humanity. It's at 28, the Dow's at 28,002. And the 23rd, I believe it was last year, it was below 22. So I've been trying to figure out the math, but it's roughly up 30% in a year, which is amazing. And the S&P not only breaking past 3,000, but close to 3,200. This is all good news. So we got to get rid of the guy that inspired all of this kind of prosperity, don't we?
Yeah, you know, and I've been harping on so many of these really positive, you know, set of data, you know, the various facts ranging from income and unemployment and on, we've talked about that. Had an interesting call today, tried to gain a little bit of insight into this Chinese trade deal, and I fully expect that on Friday we're going to get some details from Larry Kudlow about this trade deal. And I think part of that we're going to hear, and mark this down that I told you, I think we're going to hear the announcement of a 50-year Treasury bond that will be coming in 2020, which is a big deal. We've never had a 50-year Treasury bond in the United States. The longest maturity is a 30-year. And what that tells me is that I think Trump is gearing up for a big infrastructure, announcement probably in 2020, which will be a really big deal because what this means is, if you think about it this way, if with interest rates at a historically low levels, not just in the U.S. but around the world, if you can go and borrow money for 50 years at an unbelievably low rate, fixed rate, that is, to the Treasury, and then you use that money to pour into infrastructure projects, that could be another catalyst to the economy. Certainly, you're gonna probably hear Democrats push back on that because that means that we'll have a widening budget deficit as we continue to borrow more money. On the other hand, the Democrats will come forward and they're going to want to be a part of, you know, the selection of what types of projects are going to be funded and where, you know, sort of geographically. But I anticipate that to be announced. It hasn't been talked about in the mainstream press, but I think that's a pretty big deal. And I think you get this China deal done, which it is done. It's just a matter now of signing the paperwork in January. Both sides have said that it's a done deal. And then we get the announcement of this other stuff that I was just talking about. So that's something to keep a close eye on.
Let me ask you.
It absolutely is.
If they do issue this 50-year treasury, how would that work? You would buy it, let's say, in 2020, and it would grow. What would you pay for it, and what would it be worth 50 years later?
So, you know, I'm going to speculate a little bit here and just sort of, you know, to anticipate. So if you think about where the 30-year treasury bond yield is now, or you look at the 10-year treasury, you know, 30-year, let's just use a 3% interest rate factor. I would anticipate that a 50-year would probably be priced at 3.5 to 4 in the current environment. And the people who are going to buy these are not going to be individuals. I just don't see that. It's going to be institutions. It'll be very, very large institutions, probably international governments, international pension funds, international insurance companies that want to use a 50-year term to sort of back up guarantees that they have issued, let's say. And then certainly when you look at negative interest rates and negative yields around the world in Japan and all throughout Europe, having a 50-year bond might be appealing to some certain countries or institutions. So in essence, those would be the ones who would be lending the United States money. And we would then use that money for whatever projects, you know, that the president and Congress can agree upon. And it's my hunch that it may be infrastructure. I mean, who knows? But I think I believe that's probably what it's going to be.
Well, it's always interesting, you know, to hear about these new insights and how all of this works. What's the term, the velocity of money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you give a quick primer on that term?
Well, so if you think about it this way, whenever I've given speeches in the past, I try to, help the audience envision this big circle, like a globe of, and inside is all of this money. And then imagine that there's this giant hand that reaches down into the little circle and tries to grab some of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the money going to do? It's going to run. It's going to try to get away from that giant hand. The anxiety of it all causes that money to slow down. So, but if the claw doesn't pull as much money out of the system, then it has much more confidence to start moving around inside of that circle. And the faster it moves, the compounding effect of money, which is the velocity of money, the rate of change from one hand to another, or one institution to another, or one company to another, causes the circle to expand. And that's what I mean by the velocity of money. And, so what is that big hand? It's government. It's government, it's taxes, it's an entity that by force of law can come in and extract money out of a free market system that generally finds its way to its highest and best use. It's a highly efficient system, but when the big hand pulls the money out, it creates a very inefficient distribution of that capital. And that's why things slow down when that happens. And so that's a short version of typically a 30-minute speech. But yes, so when you bring down corporate tax rates, and when you do a Chinese trade deal, and when you create more known certainties and you penalize capital less, then confidence levels go up. Companies are more willing to enter into future contracts. They're more willing to commit capital to plant, property and equipment, and new distribution facilities, manufacturing facilities, research and development. And so when that happens, it has a trickle effect, and that is the velocity of money. Money starts moving, and that creates a compounding effect in a healthy economy. And so that's what we're talking about when we mention
See, now, terms. What I just did with Brent is something you can do in person when you talk about your financial future. And I urge you to resolve now, not after January 1st. Make the call, make the appointment, and get a plan going that will help you build a nest egg for your future. And ask the questions. Learn about this stuff and see how a painless amount of money can grow into something really special for you over time in the capable hands of McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094 is the number. 387-0094. Great team over there. And please, Brand, tell everybody in-house that I wish them a Merry Christmas, okay?
Oh, for sure. And we sure will.
We'll talk again tomorrow.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, let's get that conundrum going. We can start taking some calls now. We're eliminating cars. Here's the question. Chances are, if you own one of these, you've given it a name. So what is this thing? Not everybody has one. That I can tell you. But it's not a car. What is this item that you're likely to give a name if you own one? 272-9228. We only have 38 minutes left before Rusty and David get here, so we'll try and resolve this as quickly as we can, and I'll give some generous hints. But let's see what we get out of the box. 272-9228. So you can enjoy a delicious 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are in the midst of the rush right now, and we have heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 bumper to bumper up to Prattville on 65 northbound. Just as you come off the Alabama River Bridge and pass the Northeast Boulevard exit ramp, we got a disabled vehicle off on the right side of the road. Keep moving by that. Not really seeing any issues on the interstates. The boulevard around the city is very busy right now, as it should be this time of day. We're seeing a lot of congestion on 231 to Wetumpka at the lights, and a lot of congestion on 31 to Prattville right now. No accidents reported anywhere. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. When you are in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, re-gifter, isn't that the mixer that you got for me? Specially, I bought it off late night TV. Hey, re-gifter, I'm so mad, mister. Did you think that I'd forget?
Accept your re-gifting anytime here at News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. And who can't use a mixer? I have two or three, but the mixing attachments that you shove into the hole that go around and around, I can't make them match.
They never fit. Always the wrong
know,
one.
I don't know which one belongs to which one. It's making me crazy. And if that's the only thing making me crazy, no, this impeachment is. Oh, by the way, there are thousands of people waiting in line in 5-degree weather in Battle Creek, Michigan to see Trump tonight. That's the news that matters today. They're so full of it. But we have a conundrum going, so let's deal with that. And here it is. Chances are if you own one of these, you've given it a name. It is not a car. So, Bobby, you get to go first. What do you think?
I got to go with the obvious. I'm going to say a boat.
A boat. Good guess. Mm. Not a boat.
I like where this is going.
Thank you for the call. Let's try Steve.
Well, actually, Bobby took the answer I was going to give you, but I did want to tell you that my 401k for this year has got a yield of 39.51%.
Oh, my God.
I'm waiting for Trump to make one more person really, really mad to get me over that 40% mark.
That's incredible. And yet, these a-holes are up there in Congress. High crimes and misdemeanors. They don't like them.
We didn't build this.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, whoa, Craig.
You didn't build that. Whoa.
I still can't believe we elected that president after he said that. What's wrong with the business? Why would any businessman in this country vote for an a-hole who says,
whoa, you didn't build that. Whoa. We put the streets in, then your business.
Yeah.
We're doing a conundrum east. What do you think?
Hey, I'm gonna tip my hat to B.B. King and say a guitar because he had loose steel.
You know you're right about this, so let's find out. East of the Rockies says it's a guitar. It is. Yeah,
that's a great
example out of the box too. Yeah, B.B. King.
Yeah.
And I know others have too. Some of them aren't so nice.
And yeah, well, no. I've got a little Yamaha that I play and write songs on. So, you name your guitar. They're your sweethearts.
Well, hang on. So. Rosie's going to get you Jam Up and Jelly Tight with 14 inches of love.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yes. So it's 5:27. I actually needed that to go a little bit longer. Yeah, okay. Trump supporters have lined up in 17-degree, 5-degree with a wind chill in Battle Creek 7 hours before the rally there tonight. And they are gonna treat him like a conquering hero. They are going to let him know they're not buying this. Democrats still have not accepted the results of 2016. And what they're doing is beneath contempt. Oh, what's this? Maxine Waters? She's a crook. I wish they would. There have been a lot of suspicious money transfer. Makes the stunning admission about her Trump impeachment lies. What did she say, Mad Max? She's a cartoon character. She's not even worth getting upset about. I say the agree for the facts. As a matter of fact, when I observed this president and the way he conducted himself during the primary election, the way he called names, the way he lied, the way he talked about grabbing women by their private parts, I never thought we would hear a president talk like that. Really? What were you doing? Who were you doing during the Clinton years? They have just such amazingly selective memories. She went on to claim with no facts that Trump has not been able to do what she says Putin sent him to do. Yeah, because if Vladimir Putin wanted to screw America, he would make sure that we had a president that would make our economy kick theirs ass. Right? That we would have the revenue to maintain and reinforce the greatest military on the planet. Right? That's what Putin wants. Somebody needs to get that bitch into a shrink's office and get her on some medication because she's absolutely freaking... What has she ever done? She represents such a piss-poor district, she won't even live in it. She's got an address there, but her $4 million house is anywhere near where her constituents are, yet they keep sending that... Ken?
Hey, Greg. You know, if you look at the headlines this morning on AL.com, WSFA, and all the other stations, it was all about 20 people showing up on the state capitol to impeach Trump, and you've got how many thousands standing out in the freezing cold weather tonight to see him?
I'll bet the cameras won't find those people. It's, 20 people. Oh, it's Fox this morning. I almost...
Tens of thousands is what they said.
Yeah, 600 rallies around the country to support the impeachment. Oh, my God. If they want a challenge on that, there'll be blood in the streets. Enough
is
enough.
One Trump rally had more people than all these little 600 rallies combined, I'm sure.
I would agree, and I'll bet you dollars to donuts, an old saying that nobody uses anymore, dollars to donuts that the people that are attending those are
paid.
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, have a good one, Greg.
You too. No, he's right. Who... 20 people on the camera. Yeah, and the cameras are all over, right? Because you know what? They're doing what they're told to do. There's only one news director in America, and his name is Barack Obama. So there you go. 531.
I thought it was George Soros.
Well, somebody has to pay the news director a salary.
Yes.
And that son of a bit,
person.
Dollars
Kent just
donuts.
Wants to call him a head and get away with it, or a head, or what else? Mother, any of those. Soros, all of them. Nancy Pelosi, that nice dark dress you wore to reflect how mournful and prayerful you were. You'll look great in that when they stretch you out in the box to bury you. And I will applaud. I will absolutely applaud. I don't care. I don't care if it's tomorrow or 20 years from now. You'll look more realistic that way than you do today. With your, get some frickin' fixident. Somebody care enough about that woman so she can keep her teeth in while she looks like she's got a gerbil trying to escape when she's doing a prayerful. Sounds like she's getting screwed at the podium of the house. John Lee Payne's on Coliseum Boulevard has been a benchmark for that business for 3.5 decades. That's why the official color chart for permissible colors in those designated parts of Montgomery, it's there. So if you live in Old Cougar Dale or one of those areas, you make sure you're using a color that's within code. But wherever you're painting, whatever you're painting, choose John Lee and use products that will achieve a great result. Starting with Richards Paint for your interior work. I am not a scientist. I don't know how to analyze paint and tell you what makes one better than the other, but I do know this. I've never seen a paint with a better, deeper, richer finish that looks great no matter how a room is lit. We did the entire interior of our house over about a six-month period, 7 years ago, and it still looks like it was just put on. That's what you want. You get your money's worth. If you got to repaint a room or an area of your house every 3 years because it just fades and looks awful, well, that's wasted money, wasted time. Get it right the first time. Use a paint that will give you that result, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you hire somebody to come and do it for you. They can help you with that, too, at John Lee. They also sell a great new exterior paint with their name on it, John Lee's Solar Proof. Why is this paint exceptional? It looks great when it goes on, and almost all paints do outside. This one, though, has a super low viscosity. So if it gets a little dirty, you just hose it off. But other paints that don't have that feature, they will allow mildew to grow, and you can't hose that off. That's, you got to basically repaint it. So again, get it right the first time. Put a price tag on your time and effort at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. One of them just off the Eastern Boulevard, Vaughn Road at Vaughn Lakes. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We just had the report of an accident on I-85 northbound out of downtown at near Court Street. That's going to start backing things up just a little bit. We already have slow traffic all the way out from downtown past Taylor Road on I-85. Just high volume of traffic. 85 southbound to 65 northbound. We have a little bit of a slowdown there, and they're running like scalded dogs on 65 northbound up to Prattville, bumper to bumper and side by side. Very heavy on the boulevard all around the city. Use caution wherever you're traveling. If there's going to be a Christmas puppy under the tree, make its life complete with Invisible Fence. It'll keep that puppy in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki right now, Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, folks. Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosen with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Selma City Council has named Lieutenant Kenta Fulford as Selma's new police chief. The decision was made last night in their meeting. Fulford is a Selma native and has been a lieutenant with the Selma Police Department. Plus, the teenage driver charged in the fatal wreck that killed the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramlett, and his wife Paula back in May, has had his bond revoked. Lee County District Attorney confirmed that the $50,000 bond was revoked this morning for 16-year-old Johnson Edward Taylor, who was charged with manslaughter. Plus, the capital city has repealed a local law that would have jailed panhandlers. Last night, the Montgomery City Council unanimously voted to repeal the unenforced ordinance that had drawn heavy criticism from homeless advocates and other groups. Mayor Stephen Reed also supported that repeal. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. We're headed for the coldest night of the week. With clear skies and light winds, the overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 27 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, another cool day, but another dry day. High temperature will be in the middle 50s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-50s on Friday, still dry during the day, but a risk of a few showers, perhaps, by Friday night into Saturday. We'll probably still be in the 50s on Saturday, but near 60, I think, by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time.
Office party in the house tonight. You'll probably hit on the boss's wife. The company budget tight so far. So forget about the rumor that it's open bar. Instead of a bonus, you're gonna get a real cheap gift from your secret Santa. After a few strong cocktails, you'll be dancing on the table like a Chippendale. The new girl working in your department will probably pass out in your apartment. The office party on the holiday leaves you quite hungover the very next day.
Office party in the house tonight. All employees better show up on
Goodell, and I have peanut butter on my pants.
What?
Uh-oh. Could be worse.
I have great news. I'm going to try and hold it together.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I just got a text from Kate Armstrong, who is the brilliant vet, who has saved Hershey on multiple occasions. And Briscoe, incredible surgeon. Just texted me, good news, his cancer is benign.
Woo! Yay!
Yeah, that is awesome.
And I will call him in a few minutes because we have to make a little change on his meds for allergies and stuff. But, this whole thing, you try to go with God's flow with stuff like this. And I've been doing my best to do that. But I had no expectation one way or the other. You just... whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. Getting this, though, that really hit me.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm lucky at the moment. I'm not a blubbering mess. Now we need to get the same...
We pray, yeah, for the same prognosis for Bailey.
But we did Rich sent a note. I asked for permission to put it on Facebook so everybody would know, because I've been getting texts and Facebook messages all day about Bailey, and she did have her surgery. They did not find cancer there. There's some things they're concerned about, and that's all on my Facebook page. So now I just hope Rich gets the kind of good news that we just did. So wonderful. Heading over to Baumhauer's tonight for our usual Wednesday night gathering. I won't be able to stay as long as I'd like, but we will be giving out some of Bob's great sauces.
Okay. Woo, get sauced.
Yeah. So we're going to get you sauced. And the qualifying standard for that is very low. I'll know if you listen or you don't. So, wow. And then our Blue Water party happens to be tonight. So what a busy social schedule I have. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
That is such great news about Menstawinium. So glad to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us been praying for your little man.
I know, and that touches my soul, but don't think for a minute. I don't care when anybody's family or pet is suffering. I'll tell you, you may be able to criticize our staff here for any number of reasons, but you can't criticize us for not caring.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, let me put in a quick plug for Don Duncan.
Sure.
They helped me out greatly. Yesterday, I noticed one of my tires was getting really, really bald. So I called them and said, hey, can I come in? And I need a couple of tires. And they said, sure. About 2 hours later, I had a flat tire and had to change that one that had gotten really bad. So I was able to come in today. They took care of me. It was less than I thought it was going to be. They were great. They were amazing. So kudos to Don Duncan Auto and Tire for taking care of me and my babies. And it was a great experience all around. I just want to say thank you to them.
We love getting calls like this.
Yes.
This
is,
they're good people.
They are. And all of our sponsors who keep this radio station on the air and give us the opportunity to message what we believe. I hope that when you have an opportunity to support one, you'll give them a chance. And as you see, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations, that's not just a little slogan they came up with. That's how they do business every day, except Sunday.
All right. Well, you all take care. Have a great evening. And
back at you. If I tried to do that, I'd yak up a lung.
You'd never stop coughing.
I would. That's something funny today. Yesterday, December 17th, was the anniversary of the Wright brothers' first powered flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina in 1903. And it took, 116 years to get the flight recorder from that Wright brothers' flight to hear what went on.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Captain Orville Wright speaking. Welcome aboard Wright Brothers Flight Number 1, non-stop service from the top of the big hill to the pasture behind the shed. Our estimated flying time is approximately 28 seconds. Once we reach our cruising altitude of about 26 feet, I'll turn off the safety belt sign and you can move freely about the cabin and wingspan for roughly 6 seconds until we begin our descent. At this time, I'd like to direct your attention to our in-flight magazine as an impressive selection of those tall bicycles with really big front tires. You'll also find applications for our Frequent Flyers Club. When you become a frequent flyer, credits can be exchanged for upgrades, free tickets, or one of them tall bicycles with the really big front tire. Well, folks, it looks like my brother Wilbur has cleared us for takeoff, so if you could all jump out and run alongside the craft until I get her started down the hill, then hop back in, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
Understand the Wright brothers' Frequent Flyer Club, once you make it to 5,000 feet in total accumulated flying, you get to sit next to the strut, which is a little bit safer. That's only people who understand. Well, the Wright brothers' flyer, the replica is on that beautiful replica's visible along, what's the street that runs along the river there? It becomes Maxwell Boulevard.
Bell Street.
Bell, yeah. That's such a cool thing. That's exactly the same size as the actual Wright brothers.
Really?
Flyer.
Where is this?
If you exit it, Not at Northern Boulevard, the one before.
Heron?
Yeah, but you'd have to go continue north once you get off at Heron.
And then you run into Bell Street and you'll see it. Right.
It'll be to your right.
Huh.
So, but when you look at that and you think how long man has been around, and from that simple and in many ways lucky first flight that wasn't even as long as the wingspan on a 747, and where that's gone, because really 116 years isn't a long time. We went from the Wright brothers' first powered flight in 1903 to the moon in 66 years.
That's
freaking amazing.
That's impressive. Yes.
Of course, then we elect Democrats, and, we don't want to go to the moon.
And we don't go back anymore.
Well, explore space, and there's no new frontier. But let's see if we can do something about that healthcare issue. Bastards. I have to go to a break, or I'm going to say something that will cost me money.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
I know everybody in the world today has got to go work as hard as they can every day, but especially around Christmas time, time slows down a little bit.
And there's this week of time before the new year with Christmas and everything where you're forced to slow down and you're allowed to hang with your family and make memories.
But when it comes down to it, the holiday season gives us an opportunity to spend time with the ones that we love.
Christmas is such a special time of year.
And family's everything.
Boot Barn. Merry Christmas.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong? We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis. And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Translate and cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
I got everybody's mic on but my own. Holy cow, what kind of professional radio is that?
You are an idiot!
That almost sounds festive. Let's try that with the jingle bell.
You are an idiot!
For shizzle.
Yeah! That last one was good.
As thousands of people wait in 5-degree wind chill in Grand... Battle Creek,
Michigan.
For the president to appear tonight on a day when the slime balls in Congress are making stuff up and putting this country through this, and they've got to be made to pay one way or another. They are cruising for a bruising. And I mean, I'm not saying metaphorically. They're really pushing normally nice, well-behaved people into a corner with their crazy, radical failures of ideas. Fun Size Jane texted me the specific location. Wright Brothers Park is at 544 Maxwell Boulevard. It's where Tallapoosa becomes Maxwell Boulevard, overlooking the advertiser building.
Oh, okay. I have to go downtown. I will look. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
That is awesome. I love to see stuff that is overlooked.
You know, it's weird or sad in a way about the Wright Brothers story is Wilbur died, I think, within 10 years after that first flight. They had made, of course, many flights, and they were selling their planes. He didn't live very long, but Wilbur, right, lived to, or was it Orville? I forget. One of them lived to see the jet age come about, which is pretty
cool.
Amazing. And rockets and other things. Kenny from Maxwell, you'll be our last call tonight.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi. Fun Size Jane just stole part of my thunder, because I was going to tell you that's actually Maxwell Boulevard where that life-size replica is, and there's also one on Maxwell at Air Park.
I used to love to tour that circle at Maxwell where you have the B-52 and the other. I mean, it looks like you have all these planes on sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually got, let me see, there's a T-38 when you first come in. Well, not when you first come in, but on the main drag. And then in the circle or the Air Park, you got a B-25 Mitchell. Of course, the B-52 is over there. There's a F-86 and then a 105, 100. F-4 and a 101, and there's actually a Pavehawk helicopter that had got flown directly from either Afghanistan or Iraq directly to Maxwell several years ago, and they finally put that on display.
Kenny, I'd love to talk a little more, but I got to run. I'm going to get out of here just a tad early so I can head to Baumhauer's and hand out some sauce and some good cheer and celebrate good news that we got. Thank you. On Hershey this afternoon.
Woo!
The tumor that Cade Armstrong removed is benign.
That is wonderful.
We were prepared for, you have to be. You just have to be. But it's a blessing, and I have to give you guys who have been so supportive. It's not easy to do this. It's not easy to try and have fun when you got a family member going through serious time. You did it for me a year ago and my daughter's marriage broke up. That was devastating. That was the death. It was an absolute death because he didn't just blow off my daughter. He blew off all of us that believed in him too. And last year was a Christmas I wouldn't wish on anybody. But some of you know what it's like to go through a time like that and try and include a holiday in the process. We have Skipper.
Yes, I'm sorry to come up here. The buttery one asked me to.
Oh.
But we do have a big problem. They have all lanes of I-65 closed at the River Bridge. Got a guy on the bridge threatening to jump.
Oh, my gosh.
So might want to say a prayer for that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a big problem for 65 all the way back. And 85 merging to 65 northbound. You're going to be at a standstill, and we don't know how long this is going to take to play out.
Is he stuck in that?
Well, I don't think the buttery one is stuck in that, but I think he observed it going by in the...
Whoa.
I think he made it by, or at least it sounded like he did. So.
Wow.
But they have 65 shut down at the River Bridge. So if you're in the traffic, you're just going to have to be patient. If you haven't committed, find another route right now. That'd be the best thing to do.
Man, we appreciate you hauling it upstairs to get that word on the radio.
That's a big haul for me. But, yeah, we wanted to let you know that. But we wanted to make sure we got that on before you guys got out of here.
All right, and that's thanks. All lanes, both directions.
All lanes, 65, shut down at the River Bridge.
River
North
Bridge.
South.
I also noticed, excuse me, I got to text somebody back here. On the dog. And now we're praying for good news on Bailey.
Yes.
That is, you know, sure you get angry, but anytime somebody sees, this is George Bailey on the bridge. So let's pray for the guy and hope that this ends positively.
So terrible.
It is. But again, that's the point of It's a Wonderful Life. Maybe this is somebody who has lost touch with how many lives they've touched.
Exactly.
So let's hope that God's hand touches him.
Yes.
Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. What a reputation they've built and deserved. One of their favorite customers is the
adorable
Rich Thomas. Vehicles seem to find him, man. They just, it's one of those kind of situations. But he has been using Montgomery Paint and Body to restore his cars over three decades. He's what you call a long-term customer, but I've used him three times in the last 5 years. Fortunately, none of it was major stuff, but, you know, when your car loses its look in an accident, you want it restored. And what they give you, what they deliver to you at Montgomery Paint and Body is a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. Not an idle promise. That is the outcome when you bring your car to them. They skip no steps in the repair process. Excuse the pun, you get more bang for your insurance dollar buck with Montgomery Paint and Body. Talented people, but more than anything else, the ethic behind every job they take. They're going to do it right, or they're not going to do it at all. MPB, 27 Rec with a W. I'll see you at Baumhauer's.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Hopefully they've got the accident cleaned up just off the Eastern Boulevard on Vaughn Road at Vaughn Lakes. Use caution if you're headed out that way. I-85 northbound, we had an accident at North Court Street that has things slowed down on 85. Good news, the traffic is a little lighter, but still slow all the way out to Perry Hill Road. I-85 southbound, a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder underneath the South Court Street overpass just before the merge. Use caution there. We are very heavy still on the boulevard all around the city, but things are moving. But traffic is getting a little bit lighter as the rush is starting to go away. And we are getting into Wednesday evening. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
I know everybody in the world today has got to go work as hard as they can every day, but especially around Christmas time, time slows down a little bit.
And there's this week of time.